بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had spoken about the conversation that had taken place between Nabi Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel, where he reminded them of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them, and thereafter he instructed them to enter that town, that land which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained for them. And the response that they had given to him was that the inhabitants of this particular town are very strong, and we are not prepared to get involved in any confrontation with them, any type of fight with them. And thereafter, those two individuals who had come forward to advise their people, where they said to them that udkhulu alayhim al-bab, that enter the gates of the city. In other words, do what is within your capacity to comply with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّكُمْ غَالِبُونَ, and Allah will definitely grant you victory and will create the means for you to fulfill His command. Now continuing with the same incident, despite hearing this advice, they still respond, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا مَا دَامُوا فِيهَا. They say, O Musa, we will never enter this land as long as those people remain within it. In other words, we have made up our minds, we are not prepared to confront them, we are not prepared to fight them. And then very arrogantly they say to him, فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ, that you and your Rabb go forward and fight, you and your Allah go forward and fight, we are going to remain here. In other words, if this is something that Allah has instructed, and this is something that you want, then you are free to go forward, but we are not going to join you. So when Nabi Musa alayhi salam hears this, he realizes that now they are being brazen, and they are challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he realizes that this could become a means of some adab, some punishment befalling them. So he immediately absolves himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ إِلَّا نَفْسِي وَأَخِي. He says, O my Rabb, I do not have authority over anyone besides myself and my brother Harun. In other words, I am unable to influence these people. فَفْرُقْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. So make a distinction between us and between this disobedient group of people. In other words, if you have to send any punishment, if you have to punish them in some way, then make sure to separate between us and them. Do not include us in this adab, in this punishment, because we are prepared to comply with your command. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us what is the consequence, what is the punishment for these people, because they did not comply with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah says this, verily this land has been forbidden for them, where it was going to become a place of residence for them. Allah had blessed them with it. Now Allah says it is forbidden. They are prohibited from entering it. أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And more than this, for 40 years they will wander aimlessly through the land. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them this punishment that they did not have any permanent place of residence for a very long period thereafter. This was the punishment for them not accepting the command of Allah. And Mufassirin have mentioned in different narrations that in the morning they would set out with the intention of traveling a certain distance and perhaps reaching some destination, taking up residence there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that they were unable to travel a very long distance each day. So each morning they would wake up, they would travel. By nightfall they would find that they had only covered a very short distance. And like this for a very lengthy period of time, they would just find themselves moving around from place to place. Basically, they were perpetual travelers. So again, the lesson we take from here, many times a person finds in his own life that for some reason or the other, I just can't progress. I find myself in the same place. What we say that I'm chasing my tail. I'm moving around in circles, whether it comes to my dunya, whether it comes to my deen, my iman. Every year, the month of Ramadan comes, and the next Ramadan, I find myself in the same place when it comes to my Quran tilawat, my salah, my akhlaq. So it very likely could be a form of adab, of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I have not complied with some command of Allah. So we should all introspect, look within our lives, where am I breaking the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When I will try to rectify this, then Allah will create the means for us to progress. And then Allah says to Nabi Musa, فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ, that there is no need for you to grieve over this disobedient group. In other words, do not blame yourself. You did what was within your control. This is, they have only brought this upon themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.